got a broken heart, I'm a dark sweet soul. A monster on the prowl for a virginal train of thought. Hardcore lover, dirty twisted self-control. And when the night becomes blue, I start whispering the truth so the ghost won't hear me. Smoking my life and running alone. Red sun, make your love to my window. I'm loving, robbing, copping shots and won't sip. I'm broke, sad, alone and ugly but shining, yeah. The might break all of my teeth, but I keep on smiling. I got it, I love it, that's upset heart. Break me, take me, baby, I still shine in the dark. Whoa, I got it, I love it.
Hello, this is Carl Weinschenk for the Daily Music Break. The Daily Music Break is at www.dailymusicbreak.com. We present music across all eras and genres. Please stop by to check out the music and to sign up for free email newsletters. Today, we have the pleasure of doing a follow-up interview with a gentleman that we first spoke to in March, and he is speaking to us from South America today, and it's Mauro. How you doing, Mauro? And tell us where you are today.
Well, thank you, Carl. It is my pleasure. Thank you again for having me. I love the Daily Music Break, and I'm really excited to be, well, here with you right now.
Great. Beautiful. And you are, what city are you in? I always get confused. I should have looked it up. I apologize. But as usual, I'm not totally prepared.
Right now, I'm in Santa Cruz in Bolivia. That's South America.
Beautiful. Well, how's the weather down there today?
It's hot. I have to say that. It was a little cold, but now it's really hot.
Okay. Well, hot's better than cold, I guess. Now, as a special treat, you told me that you would play us a couple of minutes of music from where you're sitting right now. That would be wonderful.
Yes. Well, I will start right now.
Got a broken heart, I'm a dark sweet soul. A monster on the prowl for a virginal train of thought. Hardcore lover, dirty twisted self-control. And when the night becomes blue, I start whispering the truth so the ghost won't hear me. Smoking my life and running alone. Red sun, make your love to my window. I'm loving, rubbing, cupping shots and a wild sip. I'm broke, sad, alone and ugly, but shining, yeah. The might break all of my teeth, but I keep on smiling. I got it, I love it, that upstep heart. Break me, take me, baby, I still shine in the dark. Whoa, I got it, I love it, gonna rock tonight. Whoa, got upstep heart.
Great. Thanks very much. That's my first live music, I think, on the site. And I appreciate it. It was tremendous. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Mauro, describe, I mean, well, first of all, how can folks get a hold of your music, learn a little bit more about what you're doing, what you're about, and download some of your music?
Well, everybody can find me at, well, it would be my website, mauromuzik.com. That would be Mauro Music. And they can also find me on Facebook and SoundCloud as Mauro Music, too. I have all my stuff there.
Beautiful. Describe your music. I mean, people just heard it, but tell us how you describe yourself when people ask you what kind of music you play.
Well, Carl, I would have to say that I would have to describe my music the way people do it. A lot of people have told me that my music is somehow it is versatile because it is adaptable to some styles, and I let the adaptability happen in order to feel freedom. My music represents freedom, and I feel like it's deep because there's a certain depth within the message that I try to put out or convey. Another aspect would be that I find my music sweet and heartfelt. Yes, there's a heart factor. It's a must in my songs. And I mean the raw sensation of the sound itself, not just emotions. And finally, it would be I consider my music real. Because I talk about different topics. When I started, when I was 10 years old, I used to write music about, yes, maybe heartbreak and maybe certain topics. But right now, I focus on real topics like loving yourself, being strong. Like the song that I just performed was Dubstep Heart, which is my upcoming release, and it talks about falling 7 times and getting up. So right now I'm just focused on real topics.
Beautiful, great description. And you is do you consider it to be pop music? Is there a genre that you put it into, or is it not a, do you not consign it to a certain genre?
Yes, well, all of my music career as an independent artist or musician or singer-songwriter, I've been creating pop music. I guess a lot of people have told me before and throughout the years what genre was I getting my music involved in or something like that, and I always specify that it was pop because I don't consider my music pop music, but it is pop, yeah. I don't consider it exclusively pop music because since I started my career, I've been evolving and I've been creating different music with different styles and combining things, as many musicians do. So, but it would be pop too.
Okay. So it's a pop, maybe predominantly pop, but other influences within it, sounds like what you're saying.
That's exactly, yes. That's exactly.
Okay, cool. And you had, now you're an unsigned artist, as we discussed. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Of course. Well, I started when I was 10 years old. I'm an unsigned artist. That means that I am an independent musician. It is hard, of course, it is. It's a struggle. I'm very happy right now because I'm celebrating 13 years. This year I turned 13 years of music. And it's been quite a ride because I've been supporting my music. And I think that when you love your music loves you right back. And I get that feeling right now, even though there has been many moments in which I could say, "Hey, I'm losing it," or maybe, you get frustrated. But it is that time in which you need to get up every time you fall and continue and keep on creating music.
Now we initially spoke in March, and you had told me, what was happening obviously up to that point for you. What has life been like for you musically in the last 5 or 6 months since we spoke?
Well, I have to say that I've been very focused on new music. I'm still focused on getting the Dubstep Heart production out, but I'm focusing on new music. I've been writing a lot of different songs. I've been very involved in evolving and transforming my music the way that it used to be. I can feel a change and I can feel the transformation, but I have also been invited by many people to be part and become a part of different of new networks, new music networks, in different countries. And I've been focused on creating new music, basically.
How is your music changing? You're saying it's evolving. Could you describe that a little, please?
Yes. When I started writing music, for example, my first album used to be pop rock, but the whole song structure used to be maybe not simple, but it used to be a little different. I used to talk about things that were really related to me in my life. I was maybe a little more personal. Right now, I'm being more autobiographical, maybe with the things that I write. But right now, I feel the difference because I'm playing out like roles. I'm playing out the role of maybe a homeless person, maybe of someone who's suffering from a disease. And I get that as a songwriter. I get the role. I get in the role. I get in the part that I have to play in order to write more music. Because as a songwriter, I need to somehow to break free and like feel that I'm not limited by any standard or maybe any song structure. That way I can create more music in a better way, maybe.
So it's almost like an actor or an actress preparing for a role. You have to put yourself in the shoes of who you're trying to portray, or in your case, who you're trying to write a song about, and try to live in that persona to get in touch with what they're feeling.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
So that sounds like it's a level of maturity in your music in doing that, and not just focusing on what you personally feel in your actual life. It sounds like it's a function of getting older and more mature, and something that you'll be able to build into a long career, as opposed to something where you might just be a flash in the pan, right?
Yes, I think that, sometimes when I was 15, I had the thought that it would be a little selfish to just write about you because, you come from a very harsh day and you go, hey, I'm going to write about this. Yes, of course, it's therapy and it works for me, but I need to, yes, I totally agree with you. I feel a little, I feel grown with my music. I feel like something has changed for good and that I need to apply. I need to make it, to make it like visible, and that's why I keep, for example, the past few months I've been working on this new project on creating a new album, and I have been writing lots of music, but I need to feel satisfied with what I do, and that's the reason why that I agree with you and the point that you said that I need, in order to create better music, I need to play a role or maybe get in the person, the mind.
Which comes first for you when you do a song, the lyrics or the music, the harmonies and the melody and the actual music? Which comes first, which comes second?
I love that question. Thank you for asking me that. I consider sometimes, well, the past few months, for example, I've been writing the lyrics first. I've been like starting out from poetry, but I think that it's a combination. For example, I'm being very specific right now, but for example, with Dubstep Heart, one day I was running and I was like, yeah, I got it. I love it. That dubstep heart. And suddenly I grabbed my guitar when I came back and I was like, okay, I gotta find something for this that needs to be powerful and strong and very strong, something that I can relate to. But I think that it's a combination of both.
So sometimes it happens the other way. Sometimes it's the music and sometimes first, and sometimes it's the lyrics first.
Yes, because for example, when it comes to a sad song, in my case, I don't know lots of musicians, I think that they start with the lyrics, but for example, a sad song for me, the music is a little happier. And I try to make it that way because, it's just a little stereotyped when you say, hey, I'm gonna write a song about, I don't know, grief. And you go like, it's, I don't know, maybe a really sad chord, and you start like that, and you go, hey, maybe I could just mix it up a little bit and be creative. But yes, it's unpredictable.
Interesting. And in where are you, physically? And since we last spoke, you're doing a lot of festivals. You sound like you're in the studio doing writing and playing. Are you doing festivals? Are you doing guest shots? Where are you? How are you spending your time, I guess?
Yes, I've been performing. I've been performing live. Like 2 weeks ago, I've been having a week in which I performed like 2, 3 nights a week. And yes, I've been at the studio. I've been spending a lot of time with some people that I know, some musicians, and I've been trying to fresh it all up, like get creative and just stay out of the box. Sometimes when people say, hey, you write pop music, they think that you write the popular song, that like the typical type of song. But I try to give it a twist, just because I feel like I need to, but I've been busy writing music.
Beautiful. So sounds like things are going really well, and it's great to catch up and check in, and we'll certainly do it again. So when, well, I guess the last question is, when do you expect the new album to come out?
Well, right now I'm in this process, and I'm just looking forward to having the whole song, the entire album, the maybe 8 songs, 12 songs, or 15. But I don't know, maybe I'm gonna start with Dust to Heart and I will go on until I have it, I have them all.
Excellent. So you're going to be when you you could also be a producer. So you're doing a lot more sort of the production type things than maybe someone who has a contract. You have to know you kind of have to know everything that's going on as opposed to someone who just is a musician, right?
Yes, I have produced albums in the past. And yes, I'm right now I'm involved in the production and in the whole process because I like having control, but not in a bad way. I like having control of the essence of the whole song and to make it the way that I had in my mind. So I feel involved right now.
Excellent. Mauro, just to finish off again, tell folks how they can get in touch with your, how they can find your music. And that would be, a great thing to tell people again, please.
Well, I invite everybody, your whole audience, your beautiful audience, to check me out through, well, Facebook and SoundCloud. I have my website. It's Mauro Music. It would be MauroMuzik.com. And I would like to thank the Daily Music Break. I'd like to thank you, Carl, for all of the support that you give towards my music, through independent music, through music in general. I am very grateful with this. And I hope that the Daily Music Break keeps on rocking it.
Thanks very much, Mauro. It's great speaking to you as always. And I know I speak for everyone who's listening and wishing you absolutely the best of luck.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Okay. So this is Carl Weinschenk at the Daily Music Break, which is at www.dailymusicbreak.com. Please stop by to hear great music, regardless of era, genre. And to get some free email newsletters. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Got a broken heart, I'm a dark, sweet soul. A monster on the prowl for a virginal train of thought. Hardcore lover, dirty, twisted self-control. And when the night becomes blue, I start whispering the truth so the ghost won't hear me. Smoking my life and running alone. Red sun, make your love to my window. I'm loving, robbing, copping shots and we'll sip. I'm broke, sad, alone and ugly but shining, yeah. The might break all of my teeth but I keep on smiling. I got it, I love it, that's upset heart. Break me, take me, baby, I still shine in the dark. Whoa, I got it, I love it, you're the rise tonight. Whoa, that's upset heart. I got it, I love it, that's upset heart. Ooh.